So you spoke to UNR students earlier this week and shared your personal story of recovery. But before we talk about that, can you tell us when you started with Subway and what you do there now?
Sure. I started with Subway back when there were 166 Subway stores, and today there are 44,700 in 111 countries. Today, I am the chief development officer, which means I oversee the building of new Subway locations literally all around the world.
We wanted to talk to you mostly about the story of recovery that you shared with students. Now, what moment did you decide to start your path towards recovery? Like, what motivated you?
What motivated me was fear and self-hatred. I was a daily drinker, a regular cocaine user, and I was really on the verge of ending it all. And fortunately, I had the presence of mind to think that, well, maybe I've got a problem, considering that I was drinking over a quart of vodka a day. Ultimately, I found my way to a 12-step program. And as a result of what I learned there and the incredible sober community that I found there, I really found my path back to a new life and ultimately a better life.
And what's the best part about your recovery?
The best part is that I've had opportunities that I never had when I was drinking. When I was drinking, ultimately, my goal was to make sure I had enough to drink. Once I got the drink and the drug out of my system and started to have some degree of clarity and what I would call sanity, I was able to see the possibilities in life and be open to opportunities and to ultimately show up for life. And I've been able to help a lot of other people to achieve sobriety or at least to maintain sobriety. And I've got a host of friends and an amazing life today.
Were there ways that Subway supported you through your recovery?
What Subway did was give me a second chance. Fred DeLuca, who was the founder of Subway and who was my mentor up until he passed away this past September, Fred took me back. You know, they supported me going through the 28-day program, and then he gave me that second opportunity to come back to work after I got out of rehab and took the chance that I would actually stay sober, which I have now for 33 years.
What advice do you have for people who are starting off in recovery?
My advice is to take advantage of all the opportunities that are there for you. There are sober communities in just about every city, every state. Really hang around people whose sobriety you admire. Plug into the community and stay away from some of your old friends who are maybe still indulging, because sometimes that can lead you right back down the slippery slope.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'll just mention that being public about sobriety is a good thing. And we've got to bring this disease, these issues out into the public eye, because it's only in the sunlight that we can deal with them and address them. Can't leave them in the dark anymore.
That was Don Furtman, Chief Development Officer of Subway. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.